D. The Great White. The Great White Shark. Just the name is enough to send shivers down your spine. If you see a tiger, you can run for your life or hide in a tree, but you cannot run away from a shark. It's true that some sharks swim along the surface before they attack, and it might be possible to defend yourself against them. The great white, however, comes from the deep at great speed and attacks its prey with tremendous force. One of the places where there is a good chance of spotting this giant fish is off the coast of Cape Town in South Africa. A short boat ride from False Bay, there's an island that is inhabited by more than 60,000 Cape fur seals. This is a good place for them to be. Food is plentiful, so they don't need to work hard to fill up their bellies. There is only one little problem. The ocean around the island is patrolled by great whites, and fur seals are at the top of their list of favourite meals. Old and experienced seals can sometimes be quite difficult to catch, but young and inexperienced ones are easy prey for this hungry giant. The great whites are counter-shaded. They are dark on the upper side. And as this blends in with the dark colour of the ocean, it's very difficult to see them from above. Their underside is white, so from beneath they blend in with the light from the surface. Once they have spotted their prey, they dive deep down and then speed upwards towards it. Right before they attack, they roll their eyes back to protect them. They're therefore unable to see anything as their razor blade sharp teeth saw into their prey. This drama occurs every morning all year round, with winter being the best time of year to get a close look at it. Boats take tourists out every morning, as long as the weather is all right. They use a line with a toy seal attached to it in order to attract the sharks to the boats. This is actually one of South Africa's major tourist attractions, and you get quite an adrenaline kick watching half a ton of a great white breach the surface close to the boat. Even more exciting is going into the water with the sharks, but you have to have good protection. The boats carry a solid cage that they lower into the water. You need to wear a wetsuit because the water off the Cape is really cold, especially in winter, and you breathe through a tube connected to an oxygen tank. Do not forget to bring your camera. This is an experience you will never forget. Luckily, sharks rarely attack people, but it does happen occasionally. In some parts of the world, swimmers and surfers are sometimes attacked and killed by sharks. It's very likely that this is because the sharks sometimes confuse humans with seals. They may look alike under the surface when seen from below. However, there have been experiments with divers staying in the water for a long time, swimming together with great white sharks, and they were never attacked. These incredible creatures are a part of the fantastic ecosystem in the ocean and should be protected just as much as other wild animals.